Well, today, January 24th, is the feast day of a great bishop and doctor of the church, St. Francis de Sales, born in 1567 and died at the young age of 55 in the year 1622. He's a patron saint of Catholic journalists and the patron saint of the Catholic press. He's been considered one of the most humble and gentle saints in the history of the church. He was born in the Savoy region of France and educated at a young age, beginning his education as at the age of 14 at the University of Paris. When he went to Paris, that was the intellectual center of Europe at the time. There were 54 colleges in Paris alone. So he chose the one run by the Jesuits, received an outstanding education, and then his father sent him off to study law in Italy at the University of Padua, and he became a gentleman scholar. Not only was he brilliant in so many different disciplines, but also in horseback riding and fencing and dancing. He was considered the most eligible bachelor of his time among the young nobility. And at the young age of 24, he received his second doctorate. He had a doctorate in civil law, and then he got a doctorate in canon law. His father wanted him to become a lawyer and then to take his place as a senator in Savoy. And so his father was horrified when he came home and said he wanted to become a priest. His father refused for a while, but Francis was known for his persistence and gentleness and kept wearing his father down through patient endurance and a persistence. Eventually, his father agreed and let him go off to the seminary. So he was ordained a priest and would spend the next 25 years or so working especially among the Calvinists in Switzerland and in France. Of course, these were very dangerous times. There were lots of battles, lots of wars between the Catholics and the Calvinists, and his father thought he was going off to his death when he went off to try to convert the Calvinists. But he had great success, even though on one occasion he was attacked by a hostile crowd and beaten. Another occasion he had to spend a night up in a tree because of the wolves that were at the base of the tree. So he had a very exciting life. When the Bishop of Geneva died in 1602, he was elected auxiliary bishop at the young age of 32, and then became the Bishop of Geneva at the age of 35. And he would work for the next 20 years, writing and preaching and giving missions. Along with St. Jane Frances de Chantal, he would found the Order of the Visitation Nuns. They're right up the road in Frederick, Maryland, a beautiful order of sisters. It was his letters to St. Jane Frances de Chantal that were put together in the book called The Introduction to the Devout Life, which is a book that every lay person should read because it was very novel at the time because it was teaching lay people how to become holy. See, the misconception was that only, the priests and nuns, they're the holy ones, but the lay people, well, they were second-class citizens, people thought. St. Francis de Sales said, no, you're called to holiness just as well as a priest or a nun. So he wrote this book, The Introduction to the Devout Life, for lay people to become holy. And so then he also wrote The Treatise on the Love of God. And all of his apologetics talks and pamphlets and booklets that he wrote were put together in a book called The Catholic Controversies, which is one of the finest books on Catholic apologetics ever written. Now, Francis de Sales once confided in a friend that it took him 20 years to overcome his fierce temper and his impatience, which is remarkable because he's known for being the most gentle and humble and meek saint, really probably in the history of the church. He was known for becoming the gentleman saint, as they called him. And the way he converted people was not through arguing. He never talked negatively about other religions or about Protestantism. He always talked about the beauty of Catholicism, the beauty of the Catholic faith, the seven sacraments, the Blessed Mother, all the beautiful treasures we have in the church. He was the one who made the famous quote, You can attract more flies with a spoonful of honey than a barrel of vinegar. That was one of his favorite quotes. And that's how he was as an apostle, as an evangelist, as an apologist, was sharing the faith and always talking about the beauty of the faith in kindness and gentleness and meekness instead of hostility towards other religions. Well, he died at the age of 55 in 1622, again, canonized 40 years after his death. So I think what we can see in his life was first this teaching that everyone is called to be holy. Lay people as well as religious are called to holiness. Whether he says you're a housewife or a queen, a soldier or a pope, you're called to holiness, called to become saints. So he gives us the blueprint on how to become saints in his book, The Introduction to the Devout Life. And I would also say we can learn from him how to evangelize, how to spread the faith. It's better to convert souls through kindness and gentleness than through hitting them over the head with the truth. Yes, we share the truth. We show them the beauty of the faith. But he says the key to the person's heart is through kindness and gentleness. So I'll give you a blessing now with the relic of St. Francis de Sales. May Almighty God bless you through the intercession of St. Francis de Sales, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.